look at the newly created district assembly, that is where I have a major issue that I think as a country we need to be careful, because part of the problems our political class hasn't helped. They give in too easily to demands from various people when they need something to be done. But then some traditional authorities will come up, we need a district, without looking at critical issues concerned with the creation of a district. If you look at our current Local Governance Act 936, under the Section 1 of the Act, Section 1 talks about the creation of districts. And critical issues, there are two critical issues that are considered in the creation of a district. The first one is to do with the population. By and large, most of these districts meet. The other consideration is to do with geographical continuity and then economic viability of the area. By this, the law is requiring that any area designed as a district assembly should have the ability to provide the basic infrastructure and any other developmental needs from the monetary and any other resource generated in that area. This is the requirement of the law. Yet, we are creating districts and we are breaking up areas that are already suffering from lack of resources. So you go to most of these assemblies, they are solely depending on the district assembly common fund, which should rather come as a complementary funding source rather than as a main source for these district assemblies.
So how do we do that? You are a local government expert. How do we do that to get assembly up and doing?
The way to go is we also need greater commitment from central government to support local government.
Mr. Jaku said collection of statutory taxes is breeding corruption because of lack of accountability. Mr. Jaku noted that if the challenges of the district assemblies are not fixed, Ghana will continue to wallow in underdevelopment. He suggested the use of ICT by the various assemblies.
There are too many weaknesses in the collection process that it is fraught with corruption in some instances. And then because of inadequacy, people can easily refuse to pay their taxes. We can't, or we don't prosecute them. I mean, just look at property rates. Every landlord is expected to pay property rates by law, but they don't pay. Part of the problem is that the assemblies fail to bill them, and even when they bill them, they don't pay, and there is no follow-up prosecution and all those things. We as citizens, we are failing in our duty towards the local government system. The assembly system is also fraught with inadequacies and, in some cases, corruption. That is also not helping them. And then even sometimes when it comes to revenue generation, even political consideration, if you start doing certain things, people will get up and rise up against you. So it's a major problem that we need to look at. I know of a municipal chief executive in this country who started working hard to ensure that these collections are done. And the kind of trouble he had from his own people was unbelievable because he wanted to do the right thing. Another area that I'm also much aware of is that we are relying too much on human intervention, where we can rely on ICT to even help with the billing of, say, properties or even licenses or other things that the assembly issues. We fail to do all these things. So we need to work on some of all these critical issues to be able to make our local government system work as effectively as we need. Let me add that if we don't fix our local government system, I can assure you that our underdevelopment will continue to go on for a very long time.
That was Head of Department of Urban and Environmental Management of the Institute of Local Government Studies, Fred Odrejakun, talking to Felix Kofi.